4.5 years in prison for a former Juneau police officer initially accused of sexual assault of a minor, but later convicted of felony interference with official proceedings, or essentially contacting a witness in the case. 39-year-old Brian Irvin could be out in 3 years with credit for good time. He declined probation, which would have included any number of conditions. However, there may be conditions placed on his parole if it is granted. Irvin did not say anything during Friday's sentencing hearing, aside from answering routine questions from Ketchikan Superior Court Judge Trevor Stevens.
Any promises to you to get you to plead no contest to the attempted interference with official proceedings charge with this new,
no, Your Honor.
New sentencing agreement other than what's been discussed in court?
No, Your Honor.
You've been making any threats to get you to do this?
No, Your Honor.
Have you had enough time to discuss with Ms. Willoughby?
Have I had enough time?
Yes.
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay.
And these comments from District Attorney Dave Brower in the case.
I think this is not a situation that either party is entirely satisfied with, but I believe that this is the best result that we're going to get here.
It's a stiffer sentence than the 1 to 2 years that Irvin was facing earlier. He consented to a new sentence agreement after the first part of a sentencing hearing earlier this month. Brower questioned Irvin about alleged abuse of two siblings when he was a child. He denied those new accusations, as well as allegations that he abused a teenage girl starting 8 years ago. It's those earlier accusations that form the basis of recent charges of sexual abuse of a minor. At least one of Irvin's siblings was prepared to testify during Friday's hearing, but that did not happen. The accuser in the latest case also did not speak this time, but her foster mother read a statement handed to her by the accuser. She claimed the abuse started when she was 10 years old and became a nightly occurrence, and she had said that Brian Irvin took everything from her.
Throughout this process, I've realized just how common it is for a child to become a victim of sexual assault, and that scares me. It scares me to think that the world I live in may be in some measure accepting of this. It scares me to think that our justice system has lowered its standards to the point that rape is now prevalent, suffering women must cope with. It scares me to think that in order for our court systems to save a little time, that millions of sex offenders are able to secure a plea bargain and with that receive little or no punishment for their actions.
The accuser wanted the plea agreement dropped and the case on the alleged sexual assault to go to trial. This responds from Irvin's defense attorney, Julie Willoughby.
We could spend days, if not weeks, parsing through the truthfulness, the veracity of those statements and allegations. However, Mr. Irvin has vigorously asked me to not do that. Mr. Irvin, for the sake of his family and for the dignity of his family, just wants the court to know that he stands by his testimony, that none of those things happened. Otherwise, wants to put this behind and put the public spectacle of this behind him.
Judge Trevor Stevens didn't think the abuse charges were fabricated, and he found the accuser credible, at least by a preponderance of the evidence. That's a lower standard than beyond a reasonable doubt.
It's not so much what she said, it's how she said it. And if you watch those interviews, if you look at her posture, if you look at her demeanor, if you listen to the tone of her voice.
But Judge Stevens speculated that presenting the abuse case to a jury at trial would be extremely problematic for the prosecution. He noted the lack of corroborating testimony or physical evidence and seemingly shifting, even contradictory, recollections of the accuser. Irvin entered a no-contest plea to the felony interference charge at the same time the sexual abuse charges against him were dropped last August. Irvin already reported to Lemon Creek Correctional Center last year to begin serving out his expected sentence.